This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. The music that you are hearing in the background right now may be familiar to you. It's the traditional Latin hymn Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath. We are not sure who the original author is of the Dies Irae, but it may well date from, I guess, the 13th century. The text of Dies Irae is a medieval Latin poem that describes the Last Judgment, trumpets summoning souls before the throne of God, where the saved will be delivered and the unsaved cast into eternal flames. The hymn is used as a sequence in the Requiem Mass for the Dead, but this actual melody, the Dies Irae, pops up in the works of quite a few composers. One very famous example is in the final movement of the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz, in the movement entitled Dreams of a Witch's Sabbath. Did you pick out the Dies Irae in that example from the Symphonie Fantastique of Berlioz? Or how about this example from Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini? It's very obvious here. You know, Rachmaninoff actually uses the Dies Irae in many of his compositions, and we will get to Rachmaninoff later on in the program in detail, but I'd like to begin proper with music of Johannes Brahms. I've known this composer's intermezzo in E-flat minor for years, the one from Opus 118, I think it's, number 6, and it only just hit me that Brahms uses the Dies Irae theme in this piece. It was right in front of me all of these years, and I never grasped the association. Something must be wrong with me. But the opening measures of this intermezzo represent a kind of an elaboration on the Dies Irae theme. Maybe that's why I didn't get it at first. It continues to make itself felt throughout the course of the piece. I found this really lovely recording of the intermezzo with the French pianist Yvan Lefebvre. It has a lovely sense of line and flow to it, and her interpretation, I think, avoids the kind of solemn and heavy and rather turgid playing that you often get in this piece. The Brahms Intermezzo, Opus 118, No. 6, pianist Yvan Lefebvre. Thank you. Music of Johannes Brahms, the Intermezzo, Opus 118, Number 6, pianist Yvon Lefebure. Our next example of a piece that uses the Latin hymn Dies Irae is the opening song from Mussorgsky's Songs and Dances of Death. The song is called Trepak, and you hear the four notes of Dies Irae all the way throughout the song, including the very opening of the piano part, which we will hear played by Leonard Bernstein with mezzo-soprano Jenny Turrell.
Oh,
Now, that's a great example of a composer using the Dies Irae hymn in a most creative way. That was Trepak, the opening selection from Mussorgsky's Songs and Dances of Death. We heard a recording made in 1950 with mezzo-soprano Jenny Torell and, at the piano, Leonard Bernstein. Next, we are going to hear music by the Canadian composer Konstantin Karavasilis. He was born in 1979, and he's had a busy, prolific, and wide-ranging career. From his book of piano fantasias, we have a fantasia based on the Dies Irae, which is both lyrical and tumultuous, and it's actually quite accessible, harmonically speaking, and very effectively deployed for the piano, as you will hear. We're going to hear it performed by Christina Petroska Quilico.
Thank you.
Christina Petroska Quilico, performing music by Konstantin Karavasilis, his Fantasia on Dies Irae, and we are exploring works inspired by the traditional Latin hymn Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath, here on Between the Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler, and I'm also proud to be the Classical Network's Artist in Residence. We were talking earlier about Rachmaninoff's frequent use of the Dies Irae in his compositions. One of these is the Etude Tableau in A minor, opus 39, number 2, composed in 1917, I believe. Rachmaninoff uses the Dies Irae in a repeating ostinato pattern in the left hand, and the right hand melody pokes into this ostinato somewhat disjointedly. But instead of wrath and fury, the music has a rather wistful calm in parts. And the composer actually suggested that this particular piece represents the sea and seagulls in flight, which I don't think has anything to do with Dies Irae. But the theme is theirs. But let's see what comes to mind, really, when you're listening to this music. We're going to hear it performed by pianist Jean-Philippe Collat.
Thank you.
Pianist Jean-Philippe Collat performing Rachmaninoff's Etude Tableau in A minor, opus 39, number 2. One of the piano literature's major works that is based on the Dies Irae is the Totentanz, the Dance of Death, by Franz Liszt, which essentially is a set of variations for piano and orchestra. There also happens to be a solo piano version of Totentanz, which treats the piano as both soloist and orchestra at the same time, and needless to say, it's quite a tour de force to pull off. I recently got hold of a recording of the Totentanz by the late Ozan Marsh, who was a pianist who worked with Liszt's pupil, Emil von Sauer. He also studied with Robert Cossadesu and with Egon Patry, who was a great Liszt player. As you'll hear in his performance of the Totentanz, Ozan Marsh conveys not only just great virtuosity, but character to burn. And I think this pianist really gives his all, in my humble opinion. I hope you will agree. So let's listen to Liszt's Totentanz, arranged for solo piano, Ozan Marsh. Was pianist Ozan Marsh, who lived from 1920 until 1992. He was performing Franz Liszt's Totentanz, The Dance of Death, which is a series of variations for piano and orchestra, and we heard Ozan Marsh play Liszt's solo piano version of this piece. I think after hearing the Totentanz, we need to decompress a little bit, so why don't we return to music of Rachmaninoff, the B minor Maman musical from Opus 16. This is a piece that also incorporates the Dies Irae, and we are going to hear it performed by Galina Chistiakova.
Thank you.
pianist Galina Chistyakova performing Rachmaninoff's Momo Musical, number 3 from Opus 16 in B minor. We have been exploring music inspired by the traditional Latin hymn Dies Irae this past hour on Between the Keys. My name is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I do hope we will be together next week at this time. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thanks so much for listening and see you soon.